Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Millions of Christians, good people that love God, all different denominations and groups and countries and languages and nations all over the world are praying this way right now. Lord, please heal me. If it's your will. If it's your will. That is unscriptural praying.
Amen.
Unscriptural. Somebody said, well, Jesus prayed that way. He prayed, you know, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus was not having a healing meeting in the garden.
That's right.
He wasn't praying about healing.
No.
And you never saw him pray that way over any sick person. You never saw any of the disciples or apostles in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or the Acts, or any instructions in the epistles to pray this way. Then why do millions pray that way? Because the traditions of men have made the Word of God of no effect in their lives. And we're not throwing any stones. I used to pray that way.
Yes,
did for years. But, thank God, the Word brings light.
Yes.
And delivers us.
Yes.
Jesus answered the man's question. The very next verse, are you there?
Yes.
When the man said, Lord, if you're willing, you're able to cure me and make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. That's the Amplified. I am willing. Is this the Jesus who is the same yesterday, today, and forever? What if yesterday he said, I'm willing? What's he saying today? If he hadn't changed, he's still saying, I'm willing. What's he going to say tomorrow? If he doesn't change, he's saying, I'm willing. It is written, I will. Heaven and earth will pass away. A lot of people will come and go and write books and have opinions and theories and degrees. But this, red letters. Red letters towers above all the minds of men and their theories and their experiences or lack thereof. Red letters trump everything else. And the red letter said, I will. I will. The Living Bible, Jesus said, of course I will. Be healed. Well, if a fellow believed the Bible, and he believed Jesus is no respecter of persons, and he believed he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, it ought to be settled right there. That's it. If he said, I will to him, he's saying, I will to me, or he's a respecter of persons. If he said, I will then, he's saying, I will now, or he's changed. And he didn't have to have this recorded. And for, you know, people that pray, well, Lord, you know, heal them if it be thy will. Where's their scripture? We have scripture showing it's his will. Where is their scripture saying it's not always his will? Can we have even one? Where the Lord looked at somebody and said, no, 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 you just need to pray if it's his will. They have no scripture for this.
Right.
And in order for something to be scriptural, you need
scripture.
Scriptures. So people make fun of us and find fault with us, but they're the ones that have no scripture in this area.
Right.
And it's not enough just what you think, what I think, your opinion, my opinion, that really doesn't matter. We've been in the Bible, though, finding 30 reasons why we are sure it's God's will for you and me to be healed now. And we are on reason number what tonight? Anybody knows? I believe it's reason number 22. And if you haven't been with us, then you can get caught up. We saw reason number one, God's word is medicine. Number two, a strong spirit will sustain you. Number three, the original creation. Number four, God's will in heaven. No sick people there. Number five, the origin of sickness. Number six, Sickness is a work of the devil. Well, does the Lord want a work of the devil in us? I don't think so. Number 7, we have a covenant of healing. Number 8, the eternal names of God. He's still Jehovah Shalom. He's still Jehovah Jireh. Why isn't he still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you? He is. He is. Sickness is a curse from which we've been redeemed. We saw healing in different types of the redemption through the Old Testament prophesying, pointing to Jesus. And then number 11, we saw healing in redemption itself. Did you know you're just as healed as you are forgiven? Based on the same work? Did you know that you're just as rich as you are healed? And if you have symptoms of being poor, don't let them move you. Any more than symptoms of being sick are symptoms of being unrighteous. Did you know your righteousness is not based on how you feel? That's a little weak, guys. You're not righteous based on how you feel. You're not righteous based on what you have done or have not done. You're righteous based on what He has already done. And you're not healed based on how you feel or what you've done or haven't done. You're healed based on what He's already done. And you're not rich according to how much money you got or don't have or who you know. He was made sin with our sin so we could be made righteous. He became sick with our sickness. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. Same Bible says He became poor for our sakes so you could be made rich. Somebody said out loud, I'm righteous. I'm healed. And I'm rich in Jesus. Now, when that becomes more real to us than anything we see or feel, it'll start manifesting in this realm. But when what we see and feel, the money we don't have, the symptoms we do have, the sins and mistakes we have made is more real to us than the Bible, then we'll live in this realm. And we'll live in lack and problems. Say it one more time. Don't hesitate. Say it one more time real loud. I am righteous.
I am healed.
And I am rich,
and I am rich
in Jesus,
in Christ.
Well, that's reality. That's not fairy tale. That's not imaginary. In Christ is real. It's reality. Man, I like saying that. If you like saying that, I'm going to say it again. I'm righteous. I'm healed. And I'm rich. You know, after teaching along these lines and further about being rich, had a fellow meet me out in the parking lot by my car one night. Thought he was going to take a swing at me. He was so mad. Oh, he was mad. You know why? Because I kept using the word rich. Boy, every time I'd say it, it's like you slapped him. That's bad. No. Rich is of the devil. The devil didn't invent rich. He wants it. He wants all the money in the world because in the world, money is control. He wants to control it. But God invented rich. You ever notice how He lives? God lives large. He lives big. Somebody got a little gold trinket on them, a little diamond, a little stone. I've heard Christians just scoffing, that's a waste. Jesus wears a big gold band on his chest. Makes his gates out of pearl, streets out of gold. I reckon he likes it. Huh? Well, you are your father's son or daughter. You best get over it. Huh? If God was really the way even some theologians portray Him to be, everything He made would be 3 shades, light gray, medium gray, and dark gray. But He's not. Oh, you can look at His creation. It's full of color. It's full of richness. It's full of brilliance. He made gold. He made diamonds. He made them. Why? Because he likes them. That's who he is. So you best, you know, believe for some and not be bothered by somebody that has some, so you're not shocked when you get to heaven. Get past it. Why do you say that? Because there is this spirit of poverty. There is this stingy, devilish mentality, and people pass it off for godliness. They try to act like, well, they're that. We're just being good stewards. Their mouths are tight, they can hardly say it. Just being good stewards. You're just being visionless and faithless. God is big. He's rich. He's good. Isn't he? And he wants you healed. And has already bought and paid for our healing. Just like he bought and paid for the cleansing of our spirit. Just like he bought and paid for our prosperity. Right? Jesus did not just go to the cross in body. He went to the cross, spirit, soul, and body. And he offered his spirit for our spirit, his soul and mind for our soul and mind, his body for our body. How many believe it is a complete redemption? When he said it is finished, nothing remained to be paid.
Come on, preach it, brother.
Come on, are you listening now? He took care of our spiritual needs and our mental and emotional and soulical, our physical needs, our financial needs. But the world and the church has been taught a watered down, weak version of Christianity that he took care of your spiritual needs. He saved your eternal soul, but that's about it. You'll just have to bump through the best you can, and it'll probably be his will for you to be broke and poor, and it'll probably be his will for you to experience a lot of failure and difficulty because he's teaching you and training you. No, listen, listen. Jesus gave us a complete redemption. Say it again, I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
I am righteous.
I am righteous.
Now.
Now.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Now.
Now.
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Now.
Now.
In Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Price has already been paid.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Prayers for Healing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002Q. That's R2002Q, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.